Cid is an Earth's top pilot. I heard you pulled off quite the daring rescue on the last mission. You're clear to land. I'll meet you in the hangar.
You do to my baby? Ugh. Unbelievable. You're unbelievable. I've told you time and time again the Phoenix isn't some 23rd century battering ram. She's a state-of-the-art mech and she deserves to be treated like one. Oh, just look at this mess. Your cannons are all out of alignment, your thrusters are leaking coolant, and two of your atmospheric stabilizers are missing. How did you even manage that? Oh, you poor thing. Don't you worry, I'll have you fixed up in no time. Oh, and I suppose the only way to save those civilian transports was to fly directly into the line of fire yourself? Oh, no. Don't give me that I'm the pilot crap. You might fly the Phoenix, but I'm the one who makes her live up to her name, since I'm the only one who has to make her rise from the ashes every time you decide to pull some ridiculous stunt. Besides, she technically belongs to Earth, not you. Hey, can you make yourself useful and pass me the plasma spanner? Anyway, like I was saying, the Phoenix isn't your mech. You just happen to be the only person capable of flying her. Oh, don't remind me. I think it's ridiculous that our best hope against the Lyran Imperium isn't even a member of the Earth Defense Force. Ugh. Personally, I don't think we should make a habit of bringing on hothead pilots from lunar slums. No, I don't have a problem with you being from Luna. I have a problem with you being unproven and unpredictable. You're good, but you're also lucky. You don't follow orders. You take unnecessary risks with government property, and your ego is far too big for your own good. Well, I think that should do it. All that's left is to send her to the retrofitting dock for new stabilizers and thrusters. And a new coat of paint, since she's practically unrecognizable as an Earth mech right now. Yeah, I know I work fast. I'm the best damn mechanic in the solar system. Speaking of which, it wouldn't kill you to thank me once in a while, would it? Actually, you know what? How about you show me how thankful you are? That is, if you're up for it. Let me spell it out for you. It gets kind of lonely on these space stations, especially with regulations against fraternization. I'm on a major dry spell thanks to the Lyran invasion, but as you're so keen on reminding me, you're not a member of the EDF. Therefore, I happen to know that you were staring at my ass while I was working just now. So, what do you say, Flyboy? Up for some action? Hey, not here, are you crazy? Actually, don't answer that. My quarters are on this level. Come on. Well, are you just going to stand there, or are you going to thank me? Get over here. That's more like it. Don't get cocky, though. You're not the only one with fancy moves. I can handle anything that you dish out. In fact, let's make this a little more interesting. I bet you can't make me come first. And if I win, you have to get me the rest of the way off exactly how I want you to. And if you win, which you won't, I'll do the same for you. Well, look at what we have here. What do you call this guy? Maybe your throttle? Fuel line? Ducking tunnel? Well, in any case, I'm gonna take it out for a spin. So, So, onto the bed you go. Oh, I know, you're used to being the one in control. That's what makes this more fun for me. Now, let's see how quickly I can win this contest. Oh, fuck. Your ego isn't the only thing about you that's big. Oh, well. Okay. All right. You don't mind if I'm a little rough with you, do you? I mean, it's the least you can do, given what you put the Phoenix through on a regular basis. Oh, nothing too major. Maybe just little love bites here and there. Did you just fucking spank me? Oh, that's it. Just for that, I'm gonna ride you even harder. Yes. Come on, I didn't say don't do it again, but just remember what happens if you come before me. Oh, fuck. You're actually really good at this. It's a good thing they fixed the gravity generators. There's no way I'd be able to fuck you this hard in zero G. You must be getting pretty close, huh? There's no shame in coming. It just means that I'll win. Okay, you asked for it. Get ready to come first. Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck. Oh, yes. Fuck me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck. I might come. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Not before you, though. Not before you. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm gonna... Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Wow. Oh, I guess flying mechs isn't the only thing you're good at. Sorry. Did I scratch you a little too hard? You're good? Okay, good. What, you're worried about bite marks? Our uniforms cover those up. Don't worry. Oh, wait. Fuck, you didn't come, did you? Well, a deal's a deal, I guess. What do you want me to do? You want to fuck my tits? Can't say I blame you. They are pretty great. All right, sit at the edge of the bed. Here. How's that? Do you like it? Does it feel good to have my tits wrapped around your cock? Yeah. I'll bet it does. I lost our little competition, but I know you got pretty fucking close, so this shouldn't take long. Just let me know when you're about to come, okay? Oh, well, your cock is so wet from me coming on it. Oh, you really were close. I can tell you're getting closer. Your legs are shaking. Come on, hotshot. Give it to me. Blow your fucking load all over my face and my tits. You know you want to. Come on. Ooh, I felt you throb. Oh! Oh, yes. Oh, give it to me. Oh, fuck. Look at the fucking mess you made. Well, you taste pretty good. Hello. Earth to Phoenix One, you with me? I made you see stars? Are you sure you weren't just looking out the window? But actually, I'm flattered. You were pretty great, too. And I guess you're not that bad of a guy, you know? I mean, you're not as insufferable as I thought. If you wanted to do this again, or if you wanted to, I don't know, get dinner sometime, well, I wouldn't say no.
Phoenix 1, please report to the bridge immediately. Phoenix 1, to the bridge.
Better not keep the captain waiting. Hey, before you go... That was just to make sure you come back. Earth needs you. And maybe so do I. Now get out there and make us proud. And not a scratch on the Phoenix this time!